约翰一书四章七到十二节，大家一起朗读。神既然这样的爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面了，爱他的心也得以完成。我们今天是有英文堂的胡牧师来给我们证道，请。
Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
It's an honor to share God's word with all of you.
很荣幸可以跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
One of the most famous chapter in the whole Bible.
在圣经里面最出名的一段经文
is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
是在这个约翰哥林多前书的十三章。
A beautiful passage.
非常美好的一段经文。
Used a lot in many, many Christian weddings.
在很多我们基督徒的生活里面都被运用到。
I've been to fair share of weddings.
我也在这个婚礼里面听到分享。
80-90% of the wedding use this passage.
90% 的婚礼都会用这段经文。
To describe the love of God and the love between the married couples.
去描述上帝对我们的爱，也描述彼此这个夫妻之间的爱。
And I want us to read it together.
我想请大家一起来读。
Verse 4-8.
在第四节到第八节，我们一起来读一二七。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必停归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。
No doubt, why this is called a love chapter?
为什么我们可以真明白这是叫爱的篇章？这段经文。
But without taking any beauty and power of this passage.
如果没有把这个保罗在这段经文里面这个话语的大能和这个美妙
I would like to suggest for us tonight
我想今天跟大家特别来分享
that the real love chapter is actually not in 1 Corinthians chapter 13
真正在圣经里面讲到这个爱的篇章而不是在这哥林多前书的十三章
The real love chapter is actually in 1 John chapter 4
应该来说是我们刚才读的在约翰一书的第四章
The word love was used 27 times in 1 John chapter 4.
在约翰一书的第四章里面，爱这个字眼用到了27次。
It is not called. I'm not calling this a love chapter because the word love was used many times.
我不是说因为爱这个字用了很多，就把它称为是爱的篇章。
As we read this passage, as we understand this passage, we see a glimpse of God's love.
在读这段经文的时候，我们真的可以看到上帝对我们的爱。
The Apostle John, when he was writing this letter.
使徒约翰在写这篇经文的时候
，He was the only living apostle left.
在当时，他是唯一一个还存留在世上。
He was an old man living on an island on the end of his life.
他已经是很年长的一个年岁，在孤独的生活在一个半荒海岛上。
When you read through 1 John 5 chapter short letter, he has repeatedly talking about love.
在约翰一书是一个非常短的这样的一个书信里面，他五章里面反反复复在提及爱。
He keep commanding his believers, the audience, love one another, love one another, love one another.
在这个短短的经文里面，他不断的提醒他当时这个书信的对象。一定要彼此相爱，彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
He did it not because he was an old man forgetting what he wrote. He wrote it so many times because at the end of his life, that is the one message that he wanted his audience to pay attention to.
这是他真正明白，在他年长到这个时候，相信这是最重要的信息，需要对他弟兄们传讲。
In fact, loving one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
而且在我们主里的弟兄姐妹彼此的相爱
is an essential aspect of our relationship with God.
而且彼此这样的相爱是很关键的，我们跟神的关系。
See, last week we celebrated Easter and Good Friday.
上一周我们庆祝了这个 Good Friday, 圣诞节和这个复活节。
We remember what Christ has done for us.
我们纪念上帝主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做。
And if we're not careful, we can easily wind from that weekend and thinking so much about what Christ has done for us that we forget what Christ has called us to do for others.
我们很容易经常忘记掉，我们能够记住上帝在十字架上为我们所做的，但我们忘记掉上帝呼召我们来做的事情。
That is one of the reasons why John wrote the letter.
这也是很重要的一个原因，我们的使徒约翰写这样的书信。
He wanted the Christians at the time, the believers at the time, and subsequently for us to remember that there needs to be an outward love toward others.
这也是在使徒约翰在书信里面不断的强调，让我们在外在的这个爱要彰显出来。
We cannot be calling ourselves Christians and yet not love other people.
我们不能自己称我们是基督徒，但我们不爱别人。
We cannot say that we have an inner love for God, yet there's no outward love to the person next to us.
我们不能说我们对我们的内里对上帝有很满的爱，但是我们对外在对别人没有一点点的爱。
And as we look at this passage, we will see that loving others is synonymous, the same as loving God.
这个在书信里面反反复复提到说，我们对别人的爱，实际上真的很表现了我们对上帝的爱。
So in this passage, John is going to give us three reasons why.
在这段经文里面，约翰提及了三个原因。
That you and I must love one another.
我们必须要彼此的相爱。
Because let's be honest.
就是让我们来坦诚的说。
There are many reasons why we love one another.
有很多原因我们会彼此相爱。
Some good.
有对好的原因。
Some bad.
也有不好的原因。
Sometimes we love one another because we have to.
有的时候我们彼此相爱是因为我们必须不得不做。
They are my kids.
啊，他是我的孩子。
I have to love them.
我必须要爱他们。
Sometimes we love one another.
有的时候我们彼此相爱。
Because we have no choice to love them.
因为我们没有其他的选择。
But as we look at this passage, there are three reasons why we must love one another.
我们在这个经文里面看到有三个很重要的原因，我们必须的彼此相爱。
And none of it has to do with the person.
而且不是关于这个人的。
And all of them has to do with God.
所有都是关于神。
And there is a reason for it.
这就是原因。
Because when we love other people for God,
我们为着上帝的缘故来爱别人的时候
that we don't have to look at, we don't have to depend on how we feel about that person.
我们不是因为我们对别人的感受怎么样，我们才爱别人。
Because we want to love God.
因为我们爱我们的上帝。
Therefore, we need to love one another.
我们需要彼此相爱。
So here are the three reasons why we must love one another.
这就是三个，接下来三个原因，我们需要彼此相爱。
The first reason is this.
第一个原因
，John commanded us verse 7 to love one another.
约翰提醒我们必须要彼此相爱。
The first reason is this.
第一个原因是
there is a theological reason.
有一个神学的原因在当中。
Now many times when we hear the word theological or theology,
当我们听到神学的、神学有关的
we tend to think of only pastors need to have theology.
好，只有我们就想到只有牧师们才需要神学。
Or if you study a lot of Bible, if you are a teacher of a Sunday school teacher, then you need theology.
或者说你是一直在研读圣经，或者说你是主日学的老师，你才需要这个神学的原因。
But the reality is that every one of us here.Has a theology.
我们实际上事实是我们每一个人都有这样的独特的一个神学。
Because every one of us has some belief about God.
因为我们自己有对于上帝这样的一个信念。
A non-believer has a theology about God.
甚至我们不信主的朋友也有一个对上帝的一个信念。
Because they don't believe that there is a God.
但他们不相信呢有一位上帝。
Satan has a theology.
甚至是撒旦都相信有一个上帝。
His theology is that God is not his king of his life.
但是这个撒旦说不相信这个上帝是他的王。
And all of us have a theology.
我们每一个人都有自己的。
The real question is that theology the same as the Bible?
这问题就是这个我们的神学是不是和圣经所传的神学是一样的
Do we really believe in the God that the Bible tells us about?
我们所信的这个神学是不是圣经所跟我们说的这个神学
And John said the only way, one of the ways for you to know whether you have a right theology
约翰在里面就特别提醒我们我一定要有正确的神学的
is by the way you live your life.
这样能够有这样的神学，你才要活出一个正确的生活。
The way you live with other people,
你可以跟别人的这样的生活。
Your life is an evidence of your theology.
你的生活就是你自己神学的这样的一个证据。
How do you relate to people?
你如何跟别人的生活如何的相关呢
？How involved you are in one another？
你怎么样跟别人的生活互相的联系
？Will tells you everything you need to know about your theology of God。
这都显示出你自己对上帝的这样的神学。
Because the God of the Bible
是上 God of Bible， 圣经里面的上帝。
According to what John said, is this？
因为在这个约翰里面
，Let's read that together。
所说，我们一起来读一二七。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Two things we know about God here.
我们在这边了解了两件事情关于上帝。
Love comes from God.
爱是从神而来。
Any measure of love that you and I can give is from God.
我们任何可以来测量爱的话呢，应该都是从上帝而来。
Because ultimately God Himself is love.
因为上帝他自己就是爱。
God doesn't just tell you that He loves you.
上帝不仅仅只是告诉你他爱你。
God loves you in action.
上帝爱你在行动中爱你。
God loves you in truth.
在真理当中爱你。
Because John continued to tell us what kind of love God has shown you and I.
接着在约翰里面继续在讲述到说上帝怎么样来爱你。
Because God sent His Son to die on the cross for us.
上帝亲自的差派他的儿子在十字架上为你我受死。
Look at verse 9.
我们在第九节都提到。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
The verse tells us God's love is revealed, is shown.
这边讲到神爱我们的心就显明了。
And it is shown in a very tangible, real way.
在它展示一个方式是我们可以触摸、可以真实看见的。
As we celebrated Easter last week,
我们上一周在庆祝这个复活节的时候
，we believe,
我们就真实相信
，we know,
我们也知道
that Jesus came from heaven to earth as a real person to die for your sin and my sin.
主耶稣从天上到地下，作为完全的一个人，为你我的罪而死。
And that is the type of love that God has shown us.
这就是上帝真实的爱显明给你我。
There's three aspects of love that John showed us for, about God's love for us.
也有三，另外接下来有三个方面，这个属神的爱向我为我们显明。
Let's read verse 10.
我们来读第十节，我们一起来一二七。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
The first thing we see is this.God's love is unconditional.
上帝的爱是无条件的爱。
Look at how John described God's love.
刚才在约翰里面怎么写到
？He did not love you and I because we love him first.
上帝是爱我们，不是因为我们爱他，他才爱我们。
He said, you and I did not love God.
他直接写到是我们本身就是不爱神的。
It is up to us. We will never choose God.
我们本身就是不愿意选择神的。
But yet, while we were still sinners, Romans chapter 5 says this.
在罗马书五章里面就提到我们。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
Christ died for us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
There is no condition that is attached to that.
没有任何的条件在附在上面。
And that's the first thing. Second thing is this.
第二个是
His love is self-sacrificing.
神的爱是自我牺牲的爱。
He did not just do something extra to just show us love.
他不是特别要做另外的什么事情来显示他爱我们。
He cost him something.
他要让他自己付上一些代价来做什么？要让他有自己代价，要付上一个人。
The verse tells us this.
这些经文上就提到。
How did he show us his love?
他怎么样来显示他对我们的爱呢
？He said that he sent his son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins.
他亲自差他的儿子为我们做了挽回祭。
The reason why Jesus had to come from heaven to earth as a real person.
这从主耶稣从天上到地下，这作为完全的人的原因就是。
Because ultimately, last week we saw on Good Friday, ultimately he needed to die for your sin and mine.
因为在我们受难节上，我们真的知道，这必须要有人为这个罪
付上代价。Those of us who have children,
所以我们中间有孩子的。
If I were to ask you this question,
我要问你一个问题。
Which one of your kids do you want to give a sacrifice for somebody else?
你其中的一个孩子，你愿意要为别人来死吗
？Now many of you know that we have 5 kids now.
大家知道我现在有在我们有五个孩子在我家里面。
If you ask me that question,
如果你问我这样的一个问题
，Which kid should I sacrifice?
有其中哪一个孩子我愿意要为别人付上牺牲呢
？Is there any good answer?
有没有一个好的答案给我
？No,
没有。
Because I'm willing to sacrifice any of my children.
我愿意自己为我每一个孩子来牺牲。
And yet, that is the depth of Jesus' love for us.
这就是主耶稣基督的爱，这么如此的向我们显明。
God was willing to send His only Son.
神亲自差他的独生子
sacrifice him，
来真的牺牲了为我。
Not because you loved him，
不是因为你真的爱他。
Not because I have lived a good life for him，
不是因为我的生命生活有多好。
But because of the third part，
而真是因为有第三个方面。
That God that because of my sin，
因为我的罪。
See， God's love is other centered。
神的爱是以他人为中心的
，even enemy centered，
因为是以他的仇敌为中心的。
Why did Jesus have to die on the cross？
为什么主耶稣基督要死在十字架上
？Not because of our good works，
不是我们做的有多好的事情。
It says this because of what？
是因为什么
？Because of our sin，
是为我们的罪。
And that is the God that we believe in。
这就是我们所相信真实信仰信
靠的上帝。Now, if we believe in this God，
如果我们真的相信这位神的话
，And I really love that you guys recite the Apostles' Creed earlier。
我真的非常开心，大家可以一起来诵读这个使徒信经。
Because if that is what you believe，
如果真的是你所相信的
，If you believe in that God，
如果你真的所相信这个是上真的是上帝的上帝
，That God of love
是满有深爱、满有慈爱的上帝
，Then you must be living this， you have to live the same type of life as God has shown you。
你真的就要活出上帝所呼召你要在地上活出的生活。
Imagine this，
想一想这样。
If you have a hose， hose like a garden hose，
如果你有一个水管
，connected to a faucet that's turned on，
如果接上一个这样开着的水龙头
，water will have to come out of that hose，
水自然会流出来，对不对
？If you have an electrical wire，
如果有个电线
，connected to a power source，
如果插到这个电源头上
，electricity has to come out，
电就会自然会出来。
If there's a branch that's connected to the root，
如果有这样的一个枝子插到这个在根上连接
，a healthy root，
有健康的这样的一个根
，sap will come out to nourish the leaves of the fruit，
这个养料就会来自然的来充满这个枝子。
And the same thing has to be true，
这同样的是。
If you and I believe in Jesus Christ，
如果我们真的相信这位主
，If we believe in God，
我们真的相信这位神
，We're connected with Him by faith，
我们真的跟他在信心上这样大大的连接。
When you cut a Christian，
如果你说切到一个基督徒
，That we must flow the love of God，
甚至我们所流出来的都应该说是上帝。
If we really believe in what we celebrated last week。That we must live and according to the way this God has shown love to us.
如果我们真的所相信我们上一周所庆祝的，我们真的就在我们每一天应该活出来上帝所我们呼召这样的生活。
We cannot just celebrate it on one week and then forget about it the next.
我们不能一周这样大非常满心高兴的庆祝，但是我们接下来就完全的忘记。
Here's the reality.
这是我们的事实。
That each one of us,
我们每一个人
myself included,
包括我自己
need to remember.
我需要记住
That's good news.
这个好消息。
I was really excited to see our brothers and sisters getting baptized last week.
我非常高兴，我们上一周有那么多弟兄姐妹在这边受浸。
What a great picture of the gospel!
非常美好的这样的一个图福音的图画。
But beyond them, we as believers.
不仅仅是那个，我们自己作为
We need to remember that we have been saved by grace through faith the same way that they did.
我们是完全是因信得着上帝的恩典。
We can never let the gospel news become an old news in your life and my life.
不能够上帝这样大好的福音的信息在我们生命当中只成为了一个老消息。
This is why we need to read the scripture.
这就是我们为什么需要来读上帝的话语。
Because I need it every single day to be reminded.
因为每一天我都自己要在我的生命当中需要。
That God loves me in spite of me.
上帝的爱爱我，激励我。
Even though I was a sinner，
即使我是这样的一个不配的罪人
，Yet He died for me，
但他为我死。
There's a saying in American culture，
在美国的文化里面有这句话说
，He says hurt people hurt people，
有这个受伤的人经常伤别人。
But I think opposite of that is also true，
我觉得另外一面也是很对的。
Loved people will also love people，
被爱的人会爱别人。
And particularly people who are loved by God ought to love。Other people,
尤其是真是被上帝所爱的人，一定会爱别人。
So, do you really believe in the God that we recited early in the Greek and the Apostles' Creed?
你真的所相信你刚才所诵读的这个使徒信经里面的神？你相信这位神吗
？Because the Apostle John said, if you believe in him,
如果你真的，因为在这个使徒约翰说，如果你真的相信他
，this God of love,
这是蛮有慈爱的上帝
，then you must love one another.
你一定会彼此的相爱。
That leads to the second reason.
这是我们第二个原因。
The second reason why we must love one another is this.
这个第二个原因，我们彼此相爱的是回报。
Not only that God is love,
不仅仅是上帝是爱
，but that we need to return God's love.
我们来回报上帝的爱。
It makes sense, right?
是不是很有道理
？If God loves us,
如果上帝爱我们
，what should we do?
我们应该做什么
？Love others,
爱别人。
But now here's what happened.
这是接下来发生。
Read this verse together.
来一起来读。
Let's read it together, verse 11.
来，我们一起来读一二七。亲爱的弟兄啊。 神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Remember earlier we said,
因为我们想一想，我们刚才
God loves us,
神爱我们，
we should love God,
我们应该爱神。
But what does this verse say?
但是这个经文说什么？
It does not say because God loves us, we should love God back. It says what? We should love who?
不是因为说这个，不是说神爱我们，我们就要爱上帝回去。这个经文说神爱我们，我们要爱谁？
Who? One another.
彼此的相爱。
Did John got so old that he wrote something wrong?
是不是使徒约翰太老了，他写错了什么？
God loves us, we love God, that makes sense.
神爱我们，我们爱神，这很讲那么有道理嘛，对不对？
We know Jesus commanded us to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength.
我们知道主耶稣来亲自命令我们，我们要尽心、尽心、尽力爱主我们的神。
So what's John saying here?
为什么约翰在这里说？
For a while, I didn't really understand.
在很长一段时间，我不是很明白。
But I want to use an illustration to help you.
我也想跟大家用一个这样的一个例子来分享。
For when I was growing up.
当我在长大的时候
Whenever my parents have birthdays, I always want to get them a gift. Birthday gift.
我
I want to get them
a gift. Oh, okay, okay. 当我的父母亲生日的时候，我总想要给他们一个份礼物。
So I always ask them.
我总是问他们
What do you want, Mom?
Mom, 你到底要什么？
What do you think her answer is?
你知道她的答案是什么？
Thank you. So her answer is always nothing.
他们给我的答案就是哦，什么都不要。
And then they will always add that extra line.
还接着都是下面一句
，Just be a good son.
就做一个好的儿子就好了。
I just want you to be good.
我就是要你做一个好儿子。
And it was so frustrating.
对我来说，哇，好挣扎。
I have all these good intentions to love my mom or my dad, but they just say, just be good.
但我有这么好的这么动机来爱我的妈妈，她只要告诉我一个，要做好儿子。
I didn't understand that.
我不很明白啊。
Until I become a parent.
直到我自己做了一个父亲。
When my own kids ask me the same question.
当我的儿子，当我的孩子问我的问题的时候。
Dad, what do you want?
爸，你要什么？
I just want you to be good.
我只要你做得乖乖的好了。
Why did I say that?
为什么我这样说？
You know why I say that?
你知道为什么我这样说吗？
Because whatever they buy for me,
sorry,
whatever that they buy for me,
因为什么？因为他们花什么东西来买给我的？
It comes out on my own money.
都是我自己的钱啊。
Why don't I just go buy myself?
为什么我就不自己去买了？
I can get it within 2 days.
我还能够两天就能拿到。
I don't need their gift.
我不需要他们的礼物。
There is nothing that they can buy for me that I cannot buy for myself.
他们所买的东西没有什么我不能我自己买到的。
I can buy whatever I want with my own money.
我可以买到我用我自己的钱买到所有我自己想要的东西。
But you know what I really want?
你知道我真正想要什么吗？
It's for my children.
真正是为着我自己的孩子。
To really grow.
真正他们能够成长。
To really love one another.
他们能够彼此的相爱。
To really grow up as a believer in Jesus Christ.
他会在他们也能够在主里面能够做很好的基督徒。
I think in many ways that's what John is getting.
这我相信这也是在使徒约翰的。
Yes, we must love God back.
是的，我们需要爱来回报上帝的爱。
But the reality is there's nothing that you can give back to God that He doesn't already have.
我们不能够给上帝，上帝已经有的东西。
That's why God said, the only way for you to love me back
is to
love those around you.
是爱你周围的人,
to love one another.
是彼此的相爱。
That's what you can, that's how we can love God.
这是我们如何能够真正的爱神。
Therefore, it's not a surprise when Jesus said the greatest command is to love God.
所以这也就不会是个特别惊讶的事情。主耶稣叫我们要爱神，第一个大的诫命。
But the second one, immediately he says this.
第二个马上他就说。
Love your neighbor,
爱邻舍
as yourself.
如己，爱邻舍如己。
So if we want to love God back and He so loved us, how can we repay that?
如果我们要真的爱神，这样怎么样能够回报他的爱呢？
The only way that we can repay and love God back is to love one another.
我们真正要回报上帝的爱，就是我们真心的彼此相爱。
In fact, the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 13, we owed it to one another to love them.
我们在罗马书十三章这边，这个保罗也特别提到，我们亏欠上帝的，要需要爱彼此。
Let's read that together.
我们一起来读好吗？凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
We love, we owe it to love one another because we owe it to God.
我们亏欠人，我们彼此相爱，我们真正亏欠的是这位爱我们的神。
I don't love Joe because just because I love because he's a lovable person.
我爱 Joe 不是因为 Joe 很可爱.
That's how the world works.
这是这个世界才是这样的.
You love me, I love you.
你爱我，我就爱你.
You do something for me, I do something for you.
你为我做什么，我今天就为你做什么.
But when we look at Jesus' love, we did nothing for him, yet he loved us first.
我们看到在经文里面，我们爱神一点都不爱耶稣，但是他为我们做了好多.
At the end of this passage, at the end of this verse, says this.
在这个这节经文最后.
Love is the fulfillment of the law. We love one another. Why? It's the fulfillment of law of God. See, when we start loving one another with that perspective, it doesn't matter what Joe had done wrong against me. It doesn't matter he's a likable person or not. I love him because God loves me first.
我爱Joe是因为上帝先爱了我。
And I'm going to repay it back to God by loving him as a brother.
我回报上帝的爱是借着我来爱Joe。
That's why Jesus said this in his teaching.
所以是在主耶稣他亲自的教导说。
He said even the Gentiles, tax collector, love those who love them.
甚至这个外邦人甚至税吏他们是爱他们所爱他们的人。
But we as believers need to be different.
但是我们作为基督徒要有不一样的地方。
We have been shown a greater love.
因为我们在生命中被上帝显示给我们更大的爱。
This past weekend, some of you might know.
上一个这个周末，有的人
Our youth group were staying here at church, participating in an event called 30-hour famine.
我们的青少年，我们的英文部青少年，在这个周末在教会里面，在有一个特别的活动叫饥馑30。
And so they fast. And they participate in activity to raise awareness and money for hungry people.
他们在,
they fast to raise money and awareness for hungry people. So for 30 hours, they didn't eat, they just drank. By the end of yesterday afternoon, after they serve at a new church, you can just imagine how tired,
你可以想象到他们多累啊,
how hungry,
他多饿啊,
how sleepy they were.
他有多困啊,他们应该,
and it's at that point
就在这个时候,
that makes it a little harder to love one another.
在这个时候是更难去彼此的相爱啊,
they've all spent 12 hours together,
他们已经有12个小时待在一起了,
hungry,
好饿,
tired.
很累,
and at that time, that's when the real test of love shows up.
真正这个时候是考验能不能彼此相爱的时候.
See, all of us here are different.
所有人在我们在当中，我们每个人都不一样.
We do things a little differently.
我们做事情的方式不一样.
We think life a little differently.
我们对生活的思考也不一样.
For many of us, we worship and believe in the same God.
但是我们敬拜所信靠的都是同样的一位神.
So I want to challenge you.
我想挑战弟兄姐妹.
To repay your love for God.
去回报上帝对你的爱.
To love one another.
去彼此的相爱.
In spite of the differences,
尽管有不同,
in spite of the challenges,
尽管有很多的挑战,
in spite of the personality of the people that you don't get along.
甚至你跟你说这个性格不同的人相处很困难的人,
I want to share a quote, a little lengthy quote, but so I'll have Joe translate it, summarize it.
我来跟大家读一个引言,
because it gives us a good picture of what our heart needs to be to love one another. C.S. Lewis is a Christian philosopher, teacher.
In his
book, he says this,
在他一本书里面写道,
that love, to love at all is to be vulnerable.
要爱所有的人呢，是需要先 非常的, to be vulnerable, 非常愿意受伤。
You cannot say you love one another without worrying about getting hurt.
如果你真的想要爱别人的时候, 你不能够不考虑到你可能会受伤。
And the part I want to point out to you is this.
这我想跟大家特别提出来的是,
he said that if you don't want to get hurt,
如果你不想要受伤的话,
you know what you should do?
如果你想要怎么做?
Put your heart in the box.
把你的心放到盒子里面,
cover it up.
包起来。
Don't get involved with anybody.
不要跟任何人有接触啊。
Then your heart will not be broken.
后来你的心就不会破碎。
But then your heart will become unbreakable.
后来你的心也就是真的是无所无坚不摧。
Impenetrable.
没有什么都可以砸进去。
And ultimately it will be cold.
最终呢会很冷淡。
What a powerful picture for us.
这是多么的形象的一个图画。
So as Christians, we can just show up on Sunday.
We can go to
our small group, the discipleship group. We can endure one another for a few hours. But to love one another. To love the way Jesus loved one another. It requires us to be willing to be hurt.
To be wrong.
To be offended.
Because
of what Jesus has done for us, we need to return our love to God by loving and forgiving one another. What a hard lesson. But yet that's the lesson that God has called us. So we got two reasons. A theological reason. And then we have a reciprocal reason. We need to return to God. And here's the last reason. It's a practical reason. A practical reason why we must love one another. We must love one another because there is a world out there that has never seen God. Because God is not physical in this world that they can see and touch and experience. Listen to what John said in verse 12.
在12节里面, 约翰怎么说?
Here's what he says, read that together.
来,我们一起来读, 1, 2, 7, 从来没有人见过神, 我们若彼此相爱, 神就住在我们里面, 爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
It says no one has ever seen God.
从来没有人见过神。
The Apostle John, the same author of this book, also wrote the Gospel of John.
写这个约翰一书的使徒约翰也是写约翰福音的约翰。
Is the gospel news, the good news about Jesus. In the very first chapter of his gospel, he made the exact same point. That no one has ever seen God. And he went on the whole chapter in chapter 1, explains, if no one can see God, then how can anyone believe in God? If no one can see God, how can anyone believe in God? And the answer is this. He says this, well, if no one can see God, you know what God did?
你知道, 没人看见神, 但上帝, 神亲自做什么呢?
Let's read verse 14 together.
我们一起来读约翰福音一章十四节, 一二七, 道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 充充满满的, 有恩典, 有真理, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
When the whole world cannot see God, God chose to send His Son,
神让他的独生的子,
with flesh and blood,
成为肉身,
to live among the people,
住在我们中间,
to live the life,
去活出一个生活,
to show who God's characters are. In fact, to show who's God's love, what God's love is like. So that the whole world get to see and experience who this God is. That's what we were celebrated last week. He died.
他死了,
3 days later, he raised again.
三天后他复活了,
that's how God showed the world that he is real. But in the same way,
在这样同样的方式上,
after Easter,
复活节过后,
in every single one of the Gospels,
在每一个这个福音书里面,
God has passed on that responsibility to you and I.
把这样的一个责任托付给你和我,
just like the world cannot see God, He sent His Son.
就像这个世界看不见上帝, 神亲自差他的儿子,
now that Jesus has went back to heaven,
主耶稣回到天, 主要回到天家, 回到天堂,
and now God is sending us. In John chapter
20:21,
a very simple command.
同样的一个,
as the Father has sent me, Jesus, now I'm sending you.
父差了子, 差了我,
see, the world cannot see God. But they can see you. They can see me.
也可以看到我,
you know, every time when I drove by our new church,
你知道我每一次我开到路过我们的新堂的时候,
there are always people walking by and driving by and take a look in there.
有很多人总是要, 哎, 伸个头看看里面到底什么。
And many of you have participated in renewing, doing the remodeling at our church. Many people in our community, and many of you know I live there, always wonder how there are so many people in this church and working.
很多人就在问,
That's the love for one another. They cannot walk in the church and see God there.
他们不能走到教会就看到,
but they see God's people loving one another. You know, this past Saturday,
这过去的周六,
from morning till night,
从早上到傍晚,
we're brothers from Cantonese congregation,
我们从有粤语部,
English congregation,
英文部,
Mandarin congregation,
还有国语部,
working together.
一起来同工,
old and young.
年长的年幼的,
Cantonese speaking, Mandarin speaking, English speaking,
说粤语的, 说英文的, 说国语的,
helping one another,
彼此的互助,
what a picture of God's love.
多好的图画, 彰显上帝的爱,
but beyond that,
但是超过这个是,
I want you to imagine.
我想大家想一想这样的一个图画, 用大家的想象力,
imagine people in the community, people who don't know Jesus,
想一想在这个社区里面不认识神的人,
walk into this church.
走到教会里面,
they see husband loving wife.
看到爱妻子的丈夫,
no, they're not perfect.
知道他们不完美,
but they can see the real love and support and care for one another.
他真的可以看到彼此的相爱, 彼此的支持和互助,
they see parents unconditionally loving their children.
看到无条件爱孩子的父母们,
encouraging them.
鼓励他们,
children respecting, honoring their parents.
孩童们尊重,
they see older people, seniors that helping those who are younger.
他们看到教会里面看到年长的帮助年幼的,
the younger people helping the older people.
年幼的在帮助年长的,
they come in and experience the love that they've never heard of before.
他们来到中间感受到这样的爱,
how people like you and I can actually see each other as family.
这样他们可以看到你们,
some of you know,
有人知道,
this past Friday is our sister Allison,
在上周五是我们 Allison姐妹的这样的一个,
I was up, up on the, in the front translating for Pastor Chung.
我在台上给秦牧师翻译,
I look around the crowd.
我看到我们中间的弟兄姐妹这个人群,
there are families,
有家庭的家庭,
there are friends,
有朋友,
but there are so many of our brothers and sisters.
有好多我们教会的弟兄姐妹们,
what a picture,
多美的一个图画,
for a non-believer to see,
给我们不信主的朋友来看,
that we love each other that deeply,
我们如此深的彼此相爱,
because that is not the love of this world.
因为这个不是世界来的爱,
we can love each other like a family. People can love each other because they're family.
我们可以彼此相爱因为我们是家人,
but we love each other beyond family.
我们彼此相爱超过我们不是家人,
because we have experienced a love that's deeper than family.
因为我们经历了这个爱是胜过家人的爱,
imagine if a non-believer step into that church and interact with that group of believers.
你要想一想如果不信主的朋友站在我们中间在亲身的经历这样的爱,
they live in a world that says you do something for me, I'll do something back for you.
因为他们生活的世界是你为我做什么我就做什么事情给你回应,
how can they not see Jesus?
他们怎么看到主耶稣在当中?
As I share with you,
在我在跟大家分享的时候,
I am a product of someone who've experienced the love of Christ.
我就是其中的一个产品, 是因为有人经历了上帝, 主耶稣基督的爱,
part of the reason why I'm a believer today,
我今天是一个基督徒,
is because of my parents,
是因为我的父母,
walked in the church,
走到教会里面,
just moved from Hong Kong to San Diego,
从香港移民到圣地亚哥,
new immigrants,
新移民,
like many of you,
就像我们当中很多弟兄姐妹,
they walked in the church late one Sunday morning. Yeah, they walk in late in the service.
他们有一个主日早上很迟的走，迟到了走到教会里面。
They were so late that they were literally closing in prayer.
他们就刚好基本上他们要关上，要最后结束祷告了。
They were about to turn around and go back home.
就基本上要离开，要走了。
Someone in the church at the back noticed them and walked out and greeted them.
其中在座位后面有一个人看到他们走在上去来问候他们。
Got to know them.
跟他了解他们。
Within the next week,
在下一周,
they invited them to the church.
他们邀请他们回到教会。
They saw this group of people loving each other like they have never seen before.
他们看到这群人彼此相爱，他们以前从来没有见过。
For the following month,
在接下来一个月,
we have people showing up at our house, helping us to move, driving us to get a license, going through all sorts of things that my parents never expected anyone would help them to do.
接下来的一个月，有我们有弟兄姐教会弟兄姐妹来帮我们搬家，后来带我们去做这个办这个驾照。
How can they not know? How can they not see this God?
他们怎么能够不看到真的有这样一位上帝？
And God is calling us to do this exact same thing.
我们相信我们的神来呼召我们做这样同样的一件事。
We love one another.
我们彼此的相爱。
Because God has loved us.
因为神先爱了我们。
The love that we have for one another.
我们这样彼此可以相彼此可以爱的爱。
Is different from the love that the world has shown to one another.
是世界上给我们的爱完全不一样的。
But people cannot see God.
人们看不见神。
Therefore, you and I must love one another so deeply with the love of Christ so that they could experience and receive Jesus Christ themselves.
只有我们能够经历这样主耶稣爱我们这么深的爱，我们彼此的相爱才能够让他们看见。
I thank God for our church.
我为着我们的教会来感谢神。
I know that our church is a really loving church.
我们知道我们的教会是彼此相爱的教会。
And I even thought about should I even preach this message because I feel like we're doing a pretty good job loving one another.
我自己在想，我觉得我是不是应该要讲这个道？我觉得我们在彼此相爱上都做得很好。
But I was preparing for this message. God brought this passage into my mind.
我在准备这讲道的时候，神将这个经文放在我的脑海里。
Let's read that together.
我们一起来读，来一二七。论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然要这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
Very much like the church in Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦的教会跟我们很像。
I think we're a church of love.
我们是蛮有爱心的教会。
But Paul's encouragement and command is this.
但保罗的鼓励和命令是这样。
To do this more and more.
劝我们弟兄们要更加的勉励。
More and more.
更多更多。
As we move to the new church soon.
但我们要很快要搬到新堂。
Make sure you come to the town hall meeting at 7.
确保大家今天七点都能够来这样的一个问答会。
Beyond just fixing up the new church.
不是说我们仅仅面对这样的教会。
Let's be the church that love another, one another more and more.
让我们这样，让我们做一个这样的教会，是能够更多更多的彼此相爱。
Because there is a world out there.
因为这边有这样的一个世界。
That needed to know the love of God.
他们需要知道神的爱。
And God so chose you and I to be the hands and feet for them.
神拣选我们做上帝的手和脚。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
I'm your Father.
亲爱的天父。
As we sang the song earlier,
就像我们刚才唱的这首诗歌。
That the love that we have is so different.
我们所经历的爱是多么的不一样。
It's not the same of the love that from this world.
这样的爱不是从世界而来的爱。
In fact, we know this love does not even come from us.
甚至我们知道这个爱都不是从我们自己而来的。
This love can only come from you.
这个爱唯一能够从你而来。
Because none of us want to love our enemies.
我们没有一个人愿意爱我们的仇敌。
Because none of us want to sacrifice our own self for the benefit for others.
我们没有一个人愿意让我们自己的孩子牺牲了为别人的益处的。
But God, you love us.
主父啊，你爱我们。
You love us while we're still sinners.
你爱我们在我们仍然做罪人的时候。
You die on the cross.
你死在十字架上。
Raised from after 3 days.
三天后死里复活。
So that we have life.
这样我们有新的生命。
Now you call us.
你现在也呼召。
To love one another.
来彼此的相爱。
So that more and more people.
来更多更多的人。
Will get to enjoy this eternal life.
能够享受享有这样永恒的生命。
So God, I pray for our church.
主啊，我们为着我们的教会。
I pray for myself.
也为着自己来祷告。
Oh God, teach us how to love.
主啊，你来教导我们怎么样来相爱。
Humble us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.